He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. The book of Proverbs, a book of Psalms, is called the Little Bible. It's a treasure house of spiritual riches. The 91st Psalm has stood the test of time for thousands of years. It's called the Great Protective Psalm. Psalms means songs to God, odes to the deity. Each person has her or his identity in the Psalms. The 91st Psalm is a great source of inspiration and comfort to all men and women throughout the world. Millions meditate on it in all walks of life, and it has saved the lives of many people from shipwreck, being lost at sea, from fires, from all manner of trouble. Thousands of people turn to this psalm for protection, for healing, and in all sorts of emergencies and troubles. Listen to this psalm quietly. Take one verse at a time. Savor it. Dwell upon it. Give it your attention and devotion. Think about it from all angles. Think about the meaning of each verse. And oh, these great truths are sinking down into your subconscious mind and will be resurrected in your daily life. Just like you deposit seeds in the ground, seeds grow after their kind. This is called prayer or meditation. To meditate is to give your attention or your devotion to certain truths and think about them from all angles so that you ingest and absorb them and they become a living part of you. That is real meditation. Then you demonstrate what you've been meditating on. If you are fearful or worried, read the psalm aloud, slowly and quietly, and you will dissipate and neutralize and obliterate the fear. He that dwelleth in the secret place is your own mind, where you walk and talk with the infinite. No one knows what you're thinking or meditating on now, as you drive along the road or as you're sitting down for breakfast. But you see, these are thoughts and ideas and dreams and aspirations of your own mind. You can meditate on the only presence and power that God is all there is, and God is the living spirit within. The only presence, power, cause, and...